One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Welcome to another unsettling episode. I'm Tony Bruschi, and tonight we dive into the story of a brand new home that seemed like the perfect fresh start for two college roommates. But what happens when a house freshly built and full of promise hides something dark beneath its pristine walls? Picture this, a quiet subdivision, half-finished homes, and a heavy fog that creeps in every night, never crossing the boundary of the neighborhood. At first, everything seems normal, exciting even. But as the days turn to weeks, small, almost unnoticeable things start to happen. A sense of being watched, a presence that follows you up the stairs, and a feeling that something is always lurking in the shadows. Then the occurrences become harder to ignore. Objects moving on their own, crashing sounds that lead to empty rooms, and whispers right next to your ear. Is it the land that's cursed? Or is there something about this house that defies logical explanation? Tonight, we'll explore the terrifying experiences of these two friends and try to understand what might have haunted them. So buckle up. This one will make you question whether a new beginning is ever truly innocent. Dear Tony, it all started in the summer of 2005, the kind of summer when everything feels full of possibilities. My college roommate and I had just moved into a brand new four-bedroom home, and the excitement of having our own place was almost tangible. The house was part of a new subdivision, with only half of the neighborhood completed. Rows of empty lots and the skeletal frames of unfinished houses surrounded us, making the whole area feel a little too quiet, like it was holding its breath. But at first, there was nothing out of the ordinary. We were busy settling in, buying furniture, and getting cable set up, thrilled to have a clean slate. For the first few weeks, everything was fine. There was a sense of calm in the air, and we spent our days decorating and adjusting to our new home. But as the summer drew on, that calm began to feel unnatural, as if the quiet was a facade hiding something deeper. About a month and a half after moving in, strange things started happening. The first sign was small, subtle even, but it was enough to make us both uneasy. It started with the stairs. Every time one of us would walk up to the second floor, it felt like someone was right behind us. It wasn't just a passing feeling. It was intense, menacing, the kind of presence that made the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. It would get so bad that I'd find myself practically sprinting up the stairs, convinced that if I didn't, something unseen might grab me. My roommate felt it too. We joke about it, but there was a nervous edge to our laughter. We both knew that whatever was following us up those steps wasn't in our imaginations. Then there was the living room. It was supposed to be the heart of our home, a place where we could relax. But every time I sat there alone working on my computer, I felt eyes on me. It always came from the same spot, the upper corner of the room near the ceiling. The sensation was so strong that I'd have to look up every few minutes, half expecting to see something there. But of course, there was nothing. Just an empty corner. My roommate confessed she felt it too, and soon being in the living room alone became something we both avoided. The TV became a source of unease. Channels would flip on their own, and the screen would flash to different programs as if someone were playing a twisted game. At first, I brushed it off as a technical glitch, but when it kept happening, I started to wonder. One of our friends, who spent the night in the third bedroom, told us he saw the bunny ears on top of the TV moving by themselves, shifting and turning as though an invisible hand was playing with them. He tried to laugh it off, but his eyes betrayed his nervousness. Weeks passed, and the occurrences only got worse. One day, I was lying in bed alone in the house reading a book. The TV was off, and the house was quiet. Then came a loud crash from the kitchen, the kind of noise you'd expect from a pot or pan hitting the floor. My heart jumped, and I rushed out of bed to check. But when I got there, everything was perfectly in place. Not a single thing was out of order. It felt like the house was playing with me, trying to see how far it could push before I'd crack. My roommate had her own chilling experience. She was lying in bed one night when the butterfly pendant hanging on her doorknob started tapping against the door. It wasn't a random occasional tap. It moved with a steady, deliberate rhythm. Tap, tap, tap. As if someone was flicking it with their finger. She tried to replicate it later, but the pendant was so light that it couldn't hold a rhythm on its own. And the air vent, which might have explained the movement, wasn't anywhere near her door. It was as if something was on the other side, purposefully creating the sound to get her attention. The house was starting to feel more like a trap than a home. I'd often hear things being knocked over in the bathroom, even when no one was nearby. One day, while I was showering, a bottle of shampoo flew off the shelf. It didn't just fall, it launched itself, hitting me squarely on the shoulder. It made no sense. If the bottle had just slipped, it would have landed by the drain, but this was different, almost like someone had thrown it at me. I started to dread being alone in the house. The atmosphere was heavy, oppressive, and I knew we were dealing with something beyond our understanding. And then there was the darkness. One night I lay in bed watching the streetlight cast a pattern through the blinds. I found it oddly comforting, a reminder of the outside world. But then the pattern just disappeared. It was as if something had stepped in front of the light, blocking it out. There was no tree in the yard, no explanation for what could have caused it. The room felt darker, heavier, and I didn't dare move. These weren't isolated events. They kept coming, relentless, until the house felt like a living entity, always watching, always waiting. But what happened next made me realize just how dangerous that presence really was. The worst of it came shortly after Halloween, when things escalated beyond subtle, creepy encounters. One night, as I was lying in bed just starting to drift off to sleep, I heard a loud bang from downstairs. My heart raced and I sprang up, unsure of what to expect. I was convinced someone had broken in, and my mind raced through all the horrible possibilities. Grabbing the largest kitchen knife I could find, I searched the entire house, every room, every shadowed corner, but I found no one. The garage door, though, one that was always locked, was wide open. The sight of it sent a chill down my spine. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was toying with me, pushing me to the brink of panic, and after that, I was jumpy, constantly on edge. I'd lie in bed, staring at the patterns of light coming through the blinds, hoping the familiar glow would soothe me. But on more than one occasion, the light would vanish, as if something had moved between the window and the street lamp outside. There was nothing there when I checked, but I knew better than to believe it was just my imagination. It felt as if something was always lurking, always ready to make its presence known. The incident that finally broke me happened on a cold November night. We had a few friends over, and we were all hanging out, laughing, and enjoying each other's company. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. It was past 11 p.m., and we all exchanged puzzled looks. Who would be visiting at this hour? One of our friends, who was standing right next to the door, opened it immediately, but there was no one there. The street was empty, eerily quiet. We checked up and down the road, but there were no kids playing pranks, no footsteps echoing in the distance. It was as if the night itself had swallowed whoever, or whatever, had rung the bell. Our friends left soon after, spooked by the unexplainable doorbell incident. And that night I lay in bed, trying to convince myself it was all just some strange coincidence. But then, just as I was on the brink of sleep, I heard it. A loud, shh, right next to my ear. It wasn't distant or faint, it was right there, as if someone were leaning over me, trying to hush me. I bolted upright, my heart hammering in my chest. The room was empty, but the fear was so real, so visceral, that I couldn't bring myself to stay in the house another second. I turned on every light, grabbed my keys, and left. I spent the night elsewhere, not caring how ridiculous it might seem. The house felt hostile, like it had turned against me. That was the moment I knew I couldn't live there anymore. The presence, whatever it was, had become too aggressive, too threatening. A few weeks later, I moved out and the activity stopped. It was as if whatever had haunted that house was bound to the property, unwilling to let me leave without a final scare. Later, my old roommate sent me photos she had developed while we were still living there. Orbs floated in almost every picture. Ghostly spheres of light that I'd once dismissed as camera errors or tricks of the lens. But now I couldn't ignore the possibility that they were something more. Something connected to the relentless, chilling events we experienced in that home. The subdivision itself felt cursed, with fog that hovered over the ground at night and vanished the moment you left the neighborhood. I'll never forget that house or the feeling of being watched, of never being alone, even when I knew I should have been. I'd love to hear what you think, Tony. Was it the land, the house, or something else entirely? All I know is I'll never take the silence of a new home for granted again. Signed, as a former skeptic turned believer. What a story, and one that leaves us with an unsettling sense of just how close the unknown can feel. Even in a place as seemingly ordinary as a brand new home. A house built on fresh foundations, surrounded by half-constructed dreams, but haunted by something that defies explanation. Was it the land itself that harbored something dark? Or did the construction, the very act of building, stir up something that was meant to stay buried? Psychologically, it's easy to see how the mind could play tricks, especially in a quiet, fog-laden neighborhood. A new home, unfamiliar shadows, and the stress of moving could make anyone jumpy. But how do we explain the physical manifestations? The flying shampoo bottle, the loud bangs, the garage door wide open, or that chilling whispered right into the ear. These aren't things that paranoia can conjure up. On the paranormal side, there's something deeply disturbing about a presence that becomes more active and violent over time. Perhaps it was something tied to the land, some restless spirit or energy disturbed by the new development. Or maybe the fog that clung to the subdivision at night was more than just mist. It was a sign of something that never really left, waiting for new residents to make themselves known. And those orbs in the photos? They may just be photographic anomalies, or they could be the lingering essence of whatever claimed that house. And in the end, we're left with more questions than answers. Was it all a series of coincidences? Or did something truly sinister haunt that subdivision? One thing is for sure, the past has a way of holding on even when we think we've built over it.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Wow. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo, let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.